naked shamanism. Welcome to With Insights Radio. I'm your host, Iggy Garcia. I will take you on a journey across the universe through shamanism, metaphysical, and holistic. So sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
A student of mine also who passed away, kind of unexpectedly. He lost his pouch. No one knows exactly how, so I'm going to make him a new one, and so he can take it and wear it. I mean, the service is going to be this Saturday. But, yeah, it's kind of a really sad story. But it happens. It happens sometimes, and that's how life is. This is mine that I've made for myself personally, and this one I'm making for my friend Mike. So I'm here working on this medicine pouch, and it's very, and it, you know, every stitch you put in here, you think about what you're doing and contemplating your own life and the journeys that we've taken and, you know, how life and death is part of our existence, part of what we do. And each time we put a thread through each hole, you know, it's remembering and thinking about what is on the other side. There's another hole on the other side. So life's the same way. There's another adventure. There's another place we have to go, another place we have to visit. So I'm showing you what I'm doing here because I don't know if you've ever seen one made, but maybe you've made one. But usually you make your own or you have someone make them for you. But on this particular journey that my friend's taking, he doesn't have one and he needs one. Doesn't need it, but I want to gift him one. But, and so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm creating another pouch for him. And, yeah, it's, I'm stitching it, you know, outside stitch. That's kind of the way I like to do them. There's all kinds of ways to do them. I think it's a lot cooler to do it this way. But, you know, I was talking about life and death. Those are the things of, those are the contracts we come into when we decide to come to this place, when we come to this realm, this incarnation of where we're at, being human, and what we're going to experience on this side and what's going to happen on this side. It's one of those things that happens. And so, kind of like this stitch, sometimes we hit a little bump in the road and we got to adjust, we got to push through. So I'm kind of stuck on this one for some reason. But just because things look like they match, they don't necessarily do. There we go. Got it through. Sometimes things are hard. Life is hard and easy at the same time. There's moments of hardness, and there's moments of joyfulness. So that's where we're at. Now, I usually don't ever show anybody this work I'm doing because no one's really asked me, except for my friend Juanita. Hi, Juanita. I think you're still there. She wanted, I think she had mentioned something about doing a class or whatever, but here's an opportunity to, for those of you who have never seen me do this kind of work, this is what we do. Our medicine pouches is where we keep little pieces and parts of our big bundle, especially in proven shamanism. We carry stones, we carry tobacco, you know, all the pouches represent different things, but this one is going to be a funerary pouch where my friend's going to wear. This will be with him when he's cremated or whatever. I'm not sure, maybe the family will keep it. I'm not sure, it's their decision what they would like to do with the pouch once I've created it for, you know, my friend. But it's where we keep medicines, where we travel. We take it with us. A lot of you probably have seen me and never seen it because it's usually tucked away in here. It's not about showing it off and going, oh, look at me, I have a medicine pouch. No, today I put it out here so you can see what it looks like. And inside, here, I'll take a second to share with you what's in my medicine pouch. So that way you can know, that we have an idea of what happens and what's in there and what it all represents. And as you can see, there's quite a lot of stuff in here in this little medicine pouch. These are the things that we carry with us when we're doing work, when we can't carry our big pouch. Some things are significant, some things, I don't know, they just got in there. And I put them in there because they called to me at that time. But I wanted to show you. If you look down here, let me turn this off. There you go. You see, there's a little buffalo, a little tiger's eye, there's a little fortune cookie thing that for some reason called to me. There's a little condor coin that I collected along the way. There's a little bit of, you know, turquoise, a little bit of copper. There's this is actually wolf hair stone. There's a tesseract from my friend. There's a bead from Peru. There's a little bear medicine, a little amethyst. Sometimes I put things and I take things out. And there's a little bit of, let's see, what else is that? There's a little bit of amber in there, tree resin. And these are things that I resonate with, little pieces and parts that I feel connected to. So if you wonder where I'm at, I'm in my work area where I make my leathers and, you know, my stuff. So, and behind me are my tinctures and stuff, the things that I use, for those of you who are wondering where I am sitting. So, but they all mean something to me. They all represent people in my life. They represent moments in my life, places I've been, places, people I've met. But there's the energies that I like to keep with me, around me. I don't know, what's in this fortune cookie? Let me read it. I'm curious. Know oneself, and one should assert oneself. I guess I can't focus on that. So, get to know oneself. I thought that was an important thing to keep, so I'll keep it in there. There you go. Everything's back in. And I gotta get the tobacco in there. And the little pieces of my tobacco is gonna go in my friend's bundle as well. But yeah, that's a medicine pouch. Some of you might have some, or have, there's different kinds. There's some that you just wear every day, and there's some you use in certain ceremonies. Some indigenous people, native peoples wear them for protection and for beliefs and connection to source and to spirit. That's why I wear mine. Put it all back in there. Very good. And then from time to time, I'll take something out or put something in. And that's my medicine pouch. This is my medicine pouch, my personal pouch. So I'll be working on this one here. Put it back on. So this one's coming along. Slowly but surely. There's no rush. And I'll start crossing my patterns over. Okay, let's see, where we are. We are here. Get lost here. Start stitching it in. Everybody does them differently, but this is what I want to share with you what I'm doing. And it's good. It's good in meditation work. It's good. It's good to do it because it puts your mind in a certain frame of thought to think about what you're doing. And this one has a lot of meaning and purpose to me, so that's why I'm really concentrating on doing it. I like these outside stitches like this. As you can see, it's coming in. But, you know, death is part of our journey. And that's why I'm recording this. Because it's part of life. It's part of the journey. It's part of who we are, what we are, what's going to happen to us. And what we can do in the meantime. And what happens in the meantime. What happens in the middle. You know, as we're born and as we're traveling through life. What I can tell you is how you experience life. How you experience it, how it looks like to you, how you want it to look like. It's up to you. It's really, you know, there are other factors that are involved. People do come into your life. There's things that happen to you. There's always going to be something happen to you. And, you know, how you respond and how you react to those things is basically up to you. You know, how are you going to navigate? That's the big key word. How do we navigate through the things that challenge us? How? I don't know. I mean, everybody's unique and everybody has their own way. But some of us have a difficult time. Some of us have a difficult time navigating through life. And it's not that life is difficult. It's the circumstances that have been placed upon us. The circumstances that we've placed upon ourselves is one reason why we find ourselves in certain situations. Why is it that sometimes somebody who seems less, you know, talented or someone who doesn't really care as much gets things happening to them? Well, you know, I have to think that belief plays a big part in what happens to people, you know, why they find themselves in precarious situations and why they find themselves in places that they probably didn't expect to be. A lot of it, you know, is just upbringing. A lot of it's connection and the people you're around. I really believe, and I'm a firm believer, that whoever you're with and whoever you're aligning yourself with is kind of where your energy flows. It kind of goes where it's going. And sometimes the choices we make for friends and the choices to stay with certain family members may not be conducive to our growth. May not be at all. But we won't know until we actually have those relationships with those people, and if it's really a good thing for us or a bad thing. I don't think things are bad. I think they're just experiences and memories that we will have, that we have gathered. Unfortunately, some of us make some poor decisions. I've made poor decisions. I'm probably still going to make poor decisions in my life. That's a gimme. But, you know, how long we stay in those poor decisions is really up to us. For those of you who are tuning in, I'm making a medicine bundle, a pouch. It's a little bundle. It'll look something like this when I'm done. Right now I'm just threading it, putting in the pattern, the design, for those of you who want to know what I'm doing. But when I chose to walk this path, this sacred path, I didn't really have a lot of family challenges about it, which is good, because I don't know how I would have responded or reacted if I did. Never really had anybody say that I couldn't do it. And so my biggest battle was me. My biggest battle was my belief systems and the things that I learned along the way, the things that created my version of what life looks like to me. Kind of like everybody here has their own version of what life looks like. That was my biggest challenge. You know, was myself. Myself is... I get in my own way more than I get in other people's way, probably. And, you know, that's the thing about life. Is that we're more critical on ourselves a lot of the times than others are of us. There's a lot of people who look at other people and want to say, wow, that guy's got it made. Or he's got a great life. Or she's got a great life. Blah, 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 you know, on and on the story goes. But it's not always that way. It just looks that way sometimes. Sometimes it looks like somebody else has it easier and better. And you know what? Maybe they have something that you take maybe for granted, and maybe something that you don't see as somebody else might see. You know, somebody else says, oh my God, they have a better life and they're doing better. And so they get excited and they want to be around you because they want to get a little piece of that energy. They want to get a little piece of, a little part of that work. You know, kind of like I'm working through this medicine pouch, stitch by stitch. Every stitch represents different parts of my life, different moments in my life. So each day we're mending and stitching and putting back together the parts of us that we release. And especially in this work that I do, you know, people come and they ask for soul retrievals and things like that. It's because they want to reclaim the pieces and parts that have been, you know, casted away, or they put away, or they've lost, and the parts that, you know, need to be reclaimed. Because if you don't reclaim those pieces and parts, they are filled with other things that will fill that void. There are other things that will fill that space. So, you know, that's the process that you go through when you're doing a soul retrieval, you know. And when you're doing retrieving pieces and parts, those are the emotional pieces, aspects of us. And, you know, it's hard to sometimes remember where we had trauma, where we had something happen to us. That's why people come to holistic practitioners. They come to alternative medicines. They come to a person like myself and work with somebody like me, because they probably exhausted everything and all the avenues that they had to do certain things. And you know, and it's just in sometimes, you know, it's an easy fix. People get it and they're like, wow, I just need somebody to, you know, verify that for me, clarify that for me. And then sometimes it's just a difficult thing for some people, and they have to work through a lot of stuff. There is no timetable for healing, because all healing is self-healing. So when you're ready to heal, when you're ready to open up those doors to receive and let in and receive and actually let go as well, because letting go is just as important as receiving. Sometimes we have some things we need to let go of, and we don't. And remember, a majority of us, our number one teacher has always been the persons who raised us. Those are probably where we get a lot of our belief systems from, you know. And then as we grow, we start to realize, you know, I'm not incongruent with that. I don't believe that. I don't resonate with that. That worked for you, but that didn't work for me. And that's when we know we're awakening. Okay, there's an old saying, proverb there. There's a Zen proverb. It says, chop. I think it goes like this. Chop wood, carry water. Enlightenment. After enlightenment, chop wood, gather water. So the point is, you know, enlightenment is moment by moment. We have enlightened moments. So there's a time where we're just like ecstatic, and then there's times when we're really down. And so are you more enlightened when you're down? Are you more enlightened when you're up? Or are you observing in those particular moments? So those are the quick questions, you know. So is there a right way to enlightenment? Some people would say yes. Some people would say it has to be this way or that way. I think it's individual basis by basis. And I understand why people go to, you know, different practitioners, or find somebody to lead them and teach them, because they just need a roadmap. And that roadmap it looks good from where we're looking at, you know. That guy seems to know what he's doing. He seems to be in a good place. He seems to be energetic. But you know what? Those people also go through things, and they feel things, and they suffer because they're human. Some of them, you know, consider themselves living gods. But in my opinion, we're all living gods. We're all a piece of God. We're all the splinter of God. We're God's creation. We're creation of the universe. We're creation of every cosmo and every atom that has ever been or will be. We're everything. That's hard for people to wrap their mind around, that, you know, you're everything, that you could be everything, that you are part of me. How is it that we can sometimes intuitively go, what just happened? Or we feel somebody, or we feel a connection with somebody. It's because we're all connected. But some of us turn it off because it's too loud, and some of us turn it on and then we're too loud. And I'm kind of one of those people. But the thing is, all my relations means all my relations. You know, all my relations means that you are me and I am you. And, you know, some of us, we get to watch and witness somebody's pain. They get to watch and witness somebody's joy. But how many times have you been in pain? How many times have you been in a joyful place? We all take our turns. We all take our turns to be where we're at. We all make sacred contracts with one another and with spirit. You know, what we're going to do, what we're going to be, how we're going to be, when we're going to be. You know, our destiny has already been predetermined. The only thing that hasn't been predetermined is how we experience our destiny. How you experience life, how you experience the people around you, how you experience all the things that you want to experience has not been judged. It's not been predetermined. Yes, there is a day where you will meet your maker. You will go back to the universe. You will go back to the confines of the stars and the moons and the planets all over. But what hasn't been predetermined is how you experience life, how you will look at life, and how life will look at you. So there is no, how do you want to say, what's the word I want to use? Destiny that you can't have or you can't experience if you put your mind to it. And you have to put your mind to it. You have to, like, really, literally want to experience things. And all of us, some of us seem to have streaks of bad luck. Some of us have a string of good luck, whatever. I'm not really a person who believes in good luck or bad luck. I don't really believe that necessarily exists. I think we create our luck. We create our scenarios. We create things. And sometimes things are dropped in our lap to test us, to make us think, to make us go into the place and go, okay, I have a dilemma. How am I going to respond, or am I going to react to it? Am I going to, like, make this the end of the world, or am I going to move through it? Oh my God, I've been in a car accident. Oh my God, my car broke down. I have no car. What should I do? Well, that's life. That's it right there. What you do is important. How you respond. You can stay in the shell of, you know, of frustration and go, oh, you know, or you can go, okay, I got to figure a way out of it. And I know it's not easy. And I'm not here to tell you it's going to be easy or hard. How, what you choose is the decision that puts you to the next moment, puts you to the next step. You know, stitch by stitch, as I make this medicine bundle, you know, working on it, is how you move forward. Sometimes we just have to move forward. You can't stay in the same energy long, too long. It doesn't do you any good. It doesn't do anyone any good for you to stay there. And, but a lot of us are creatures of habit, so we stay in the same energy, we have the same results, we do the same thing. I'm one of those people. I'll be the first one to admit it. You know, I'll be staying in energies I don't need to be staying in. But for some reason, I have to stay there. There's a lesson there. I have to learn something. I have to figure out something, what's going on in there, because there's a message there. There's something going on. And, you know, they say that misery enjoys company. You ever heard that saying? What's funny about that is that, you know, misery enjoys company, but good company enjoys good company too. So it's how you put and how you focus your energies and where you put it and how you want to, you know, look at it that will determine kind of the results that you get. I believe that. If you believe you're going to have a bad day, well, sometimes just by saying that creates a bad day. Be careful how you talk to yourself. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you manifest. We're constantly manifesting. Every word we speak is a prayer. Every word we speak that comes out of our mouth does something, says something. It programs something. In our head, when we hear ourselves say something, we're more prone to believe it because we are, you know, we trust us more than we probably trust anybody else. What we say is true. So if we say things over and over, not even consciously thinking about it, then we start to believe that, and we start to dwell, and we start staying in that stagnated energy, stagnated like a swamp. Why is it a swamp? Because it can't flow. The swamp in its defense can't really go anywhere. Here's the difference between you and the swamp. You can move. You can go. You can change. You can realign yourself. You can be in whatever mood you choose to be. If I'm in a bad mood, there's a reason for me to be there, but I can't stay there. And that's, that's something that triggers my family, is that once I've had my bad moment, I have to move out of it. And then they're still kind of stuck in that energy. They're still stuck in that negativity. I can't believe, how can you get out of it so soon? How can you move on? Because I don't want to stay there anymore. I've done that for me, not for you, for me. I have to go out of there, because if I don't, you know, who knows what would happen? Who knows what, you know, I will create and manifest. I want to create great things in my life. I want to create good health in my life. I want to create the things that bring me good opportunities in my life. You know, I have a blessed life. I'm very grateful for the things around me. Can things be better? Always can be better. Who's to say not that things can't be better? They always can. They always can be better. And I'm always grateful for the people who challenge me, people who test me, and people who honor and respect me. I even, believe it or not, like the people who give me a hard time. You know, people who challenge my belief systems and, you know, against theirs. And, you know, try to say, hey, mine is, that's not the right way, blah, blah, blah. You know, we all have those people. And those people mean well. Some of them don't. But you know what I'm saying. If we respond, it's one thing. We react, it's one thing. And so, I'm almost coming to the end of my creation here. My medicine bundle creation. See, now look. This whole time that I've been talking with you, I've been stitching away. And doing all the stitch work. And we're almost complete, actually. If I get silent, it's not because I'm ignoring you. It's just because I am working on finishing this. There we go. There we go. This whole time, I've been working on this. And this is what I've been working on. From some of you who just tuned in, this is a medicine pouch from my friend Michael, who passed away. He lost his sometime between, you know, his trip and or wherever. And I told his daughter that I would make one so he could wear it, or they could do whatever they choose to do with the medicine bundle after the service. And it's been a great pleasure and a great honor to do this. And, you know, to be able to take some time and reflect and share with you my thoughts about, you know, life and death and moments and the different things that come along with all that. And so you guys got to see me finish this medicine bundle, this medicine bag. So here we are. At the knot stage, gonna knot it up in there. I hope that you enjoyed what I shared with you today. I know it sounds like I've been ranting a little bit, but I wanted to share with you because I thought it was important. You know, what I think about life, how I see life, my belief systems, and how everybody comes from a different place, everybody comes from a different background, and everybody has different things that align them. Some of us are very good at following, some of us aren't. I have my moments of being a good follower. I have my moments of being a perceived good leader, I guess, or the guy driving the truck. But it really depends. It depends where I'm at, how I am, what I'm feeling, what's happening in my life. But it's complete. Almost complete. All the tools of the trade here. Got my tool bag down here if you wonder where I'm reaching down. Okay. Now, we're going to put the band, or the leather band on it. and see what we're at here. Okay. Very good. But that's it, guys. I wanted to talk to you a little bit. I didn't realize I was going to go off and on and talk about a whole bunch of stuff. But, yeah, it's done. I just have to put, string it just like mine and then take it tomorrow to the funeral and present it to their family. And that's really it. Thanks for being my friends. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being who you are in my life. I know I have a lot of history with a lot of people on here and a lot of people I've never met before. And a lot of people who have met me and, introduced themselves to me, and I didn't know who you were. So I apologize for that. Not because I meant to be rude or offstandish, but sometimes there's a lot of people you meet in life and you don't have the opportunity to share. There's some people on here I'll never, ever physically meet. But one day, when everything's said and done, we'll all be in one place together, talking and sharing and remembering the stories that we've created and the things that we were doing. But you guys have a great, beautiful weekend. Do your best to be the best version of yourself every day. And send and love and be in peace constantly. Love those around you, because you don't know how long you have them. You don't know if they'll be there tomorrow. That's a lesson I learned creating this little medicine bag, that you don't know if the people that are in your life will be there tomorrow. And that can be hard to think about. You could not be here tomorrow, and your moment might come sooner than later. I don't think anybody wakes up, to say, today's my last day. But it's a great day to die, right? There's an old native saying, today's a great day to die. The reason they say that is because if you lived your life to the extent and to the fullest, then every day you shouldn't be afraid of death. Death is another beginning, is another start to another thing. It's like when I talked about conception. Conception's another place we lived once. And we stayed there for 9 months, and then one day, we came out. We can never go back. Once we leave this realm, we don't necessarily come back. We come back differently, maybe. I don't know. I have a lot of theories on that, and so I'm sure you do too. But either way, you guys have a beautiful weekend, and thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. You know where to find me, on Facebook or iggygarcia.com. I guess I have nothing more to say, but thank you and love you. Ho'oponopono. Peace and love. Be well. I'll talk to you guys soon. Remember, life, death, it's all part of it. But how we experience it along the way is really up to you. So when you're ready to experience life and you're ready to open it up and hit the throttle and enjoy it, you can. You will, and you have, some of you. And some of you who just need a break right now, take your break. And those of you who are ready to fly, fly. And those of you who still are on the fence about things, take your time. But know this, there are people who are waiting to meet you. There are people who are waiting to be part of your life. There are people who, are just ready to experience you. And be in love with you, and to share you, and be with you. All right, guys. Love you very much. Have a beautiful weekend. Talk to you soon. And it's a wrap. Bye-bye, guys. Take care.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.